All right. Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this live telephone town hall meeting. I see we do have a few folks on the line with us right now. Thank you so much for joining us here early. Please just go ahead and stay right on the line with us as we connect to more and more of your neighbors in the city of Anna. So if you're just answering the phone now, hello, good evening, and welcome to this live telephone town hall meeting. Standing by, we have Anna Mayor Nate Pike, who will be providing everyone on tonight's call with important community information as well as answering your questions. So with that being said, we want to hear from you. So we encourage you to participate tonight by asking your questions by pressing zero. Again, the way to get your question in line is by pressing zero on the keypad on your phone. We will be taking your questions live. However, if you would prefer me, the moderator, to read your question over the air, I will be more than happy to do so. So simply just let your operator know that that is what you would prefer. Either way, still press zero to submit those. And I'm going to go ahead and go through this intro just once again here as we continue to connect to more and more of your neighbors in the city of Anna. So first thing tonight, you will hear from your city mayor, Nate Pike, and then we will get right to answering your questions as well as take a few poll questions as well. And I will just let everyone know how to participate in those when the time comes. So we encourage you again to ask your questions tonight. So please don't hesitate to press zero. You can do that now or at any time throughout our call tonight. And again, we will be taking your questions live after you speak with one of our operators. But if you would rather not go live, simply just let that operator know, and I will read that question over the air for you. So again, either way, pressing zero to ask that question. So without further ado, we have everyone on the line with us. So I'd like to go ahead and officially get this call started off by turning it over to Anna Mayor, Nate Pike. Nate, please take it away.
Thank you, Taylor. Good evening and welcome to the annual State of the City Address for the great city of Anna, Texas. I'm Mayor Nate Pike, and it is my honor to represent your entire city council and city staff in sharing this update on the state of our city. Before I begin, I would like to recognize the City of Anna City Council, your elected officials, dedicated to the vitality and success of this community. Place one is represented by Councilman Kevin Toten. Place two by Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Josh Ballmer. Place three by Councilman Stan Carver. Place four by Councilman Randy Atchley. Place five by Councilman Danny Ushery. And place six by Mayor Pro Tem Lee Miller. Thank you to all my fellow elected officials and your service on behalf of our neighbors. The City of Anna has come a long way in the past year. A recent headline in the Dallas Business Journal said it best. It's Anna's time to shine. Despite the challenges of 2020, we made great progress and grew stronger as a community. We have so many successes to highlight and celebrate together. With the pandemic now behind us, we look forward with momentum into the future. Progress is evident everywhere you look in our city, from new businesses to new amenities, to new families calling Anna their home. Our community is thriving and improving at every turn. As more evidence of this great progress, our city sales tax revenues are the best they have ever been, rising about 50% last year, and they have more than doubled since 2016. Your city leadership is putting those dollars to work for you, funding essential infrastructure, services, and facilities to support the high quality of life our neighbors expect and deserve. I'd like to highlight a few examples. The new fire station and city hall under construction in our downtown are scheduled for completion by the end of this year. These facilities will improve response times and provide a more modern home base for city leadership and services. The Shirley Heritage Park Community Build Project has been another huge success and received an award last summer. The park's new train-themed playground, restored train depot and pavilion celebrate our history, and it serves as a perfect gathering space for our annual Christmas in the park tree lighting ceremony. The city is in the process of moving forward to add additional features to our special heritage park. In downtown Anna, Johnson Park improvements are underway. The park will have the city's first fully inclusive playground with a sensory station and wheelchair accessible equipment. automatic emergency defibrillators, or AEDs, have been installed at city parks. We've also installed lighting detection devices at Slater Creek Park to protect players, coaches, and parents, and to notify them when it's safe to return to the field. Our city is becoming a medical hub with a freestanding emergency room through Texoma Medical Center that opened last summer and a new physician-owned surgery center of North Texas, giving neighbors more health services options closer to home. We also expect to see construction commence this summer on the new 40,000-square-foot medical office building adjacent to the surgery center. Over 10 specialists have already signed leases in this location. And I'm sure many share my excitement about all the new dining options we have here, like Sunview Cafe, Salsa's Tex-Mex, Juba Pizza, Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, and most recently, Lahoudia's Greek Dining, located in downtown Anna. Soon, Panda Express will be opening in Anna Town Center, with more restaurants to come. In May, Anna voters approved the issuance of $58 million in bonds to finance the design and construction of a second fire station, a library, community center, and recreational and sports facilities. The issuance of these bonds will be over the next few years to minimize the effect of the tax burden. Voter approval of these items highlight the vibrant state of our city today and the bright future we have ahead. Now let's talk a little bit about your city being responsible for planning for the growth we're seeing today and what's on the horizon. Our population has nearly doubled in just the last 5 years, from about 10,000 neighbors in 2015 to an estimated 20,000 plus living here today. The word is out, and Anna is attracting more families from North Texas and beyond. People appreciate how special our community is and want to be a part of it. We warmly welcome all of our new neighbors and community partners. Businesses and developers see the promise and potential here in Anna. Economic development is a major incentive in our, or a major initiative in our strategic plan. And the Economic Development Council team, led by Joey Grisham, are doing a phenomenal job attracting the right partners to bring new businesses, jobs, neighborhoods, and improvements to our quality of life in Anna. We have had over 1,000 new commercial and home building permits last year, ending 2020, among the 10 fastest-growing cities in North Texas for the third consecutive year. One reason for the exciting development we're experiencing is our efforts to streamline building permit processes, making it easier to do businesses in our community than in other areas around the region. Here are a few recent examples of the results of these efforts. The new Villages of Hurricane Creek development, located just west of 75, will include more than 1,800 homes, 400 multifamily living spaces, 50,000 square feet of retail space, a hotel, restaurant, and entertainment venue opportunities, plus a community and botanical garden, hiking trails, an amenity center for residents, and a dedicated park for all neighbors. Our EDC has been instrumental in providing incentives to support much of Anna's retail development, including Brookshire's, McDonald's, and Walmart, and more recently, the ER at Anna, the surgery center, and several new restaurants, with more on the way. Activation of a new 85-acre rail-served Anna Business Park is on the horizon, along with new Manchoway community that will provide more than 6,000 new homes and over 600 acres of commercial, office, and mixed-use space. This development will bring a number of new community amenities, including 25 miles of nature trails and 275 acres of parks, creeks, community gardens, dog parks, and green spaces. Our hope is to fill up the business park in the next couple of years, as well as develop Anna's downtown and create 1,000 jobs citywide. In addition to our highly ranked schools in Anna ISD, we are also working with Collin College to bring a core curriculum college to the city in the next 3 to 5 years. There's no question, Anna is a desirable place to live and do business, yet we recognize that growth comes with a responsibility to plan and manage it in a smart way. It may have been hard to imagine, but our population is estimated to grow to 100,000 by 2050. and our comprehensive planning initiative, ANA 2050, recently approved by the City Council, will serve as the blueprint for our city's future. The plan will focus on managing our growth in smart and responsible ways, including a long-range vision for future parks and trails, as well as a downtown master plan. We want to ensure the growth we experience over the next few decades is balanced with community features that preserve and enhance what makes ANA such a special place to live. When it comes to priorities, public safety remains at the top of our list. Our police department, led by Chief Dean Habel, has increased patrols by 75% in recent years because we know that greater visibility is deterrent to crime. Our city recently made the list of the 50 safest cities in Texas, and we recognize how important it is to keep it that way. Since 2018, we have doubled police and fire staff and increased patrol to exceed national standards by 60%. In addition to the new downtown fire station that will open later this year, we have added a new fleet of modern vehicles and equipment to support our fire department, led by Fire Chief Ray Eisen. The recent success of the community is in large part due to the contribution of our neighbors and the volunteering spirit that exists in ANA. Last year, we welcomed 3 new city council members and honored the service of 3 outgoing members, John Beasley, Nathan Bryan, and Chris Reeves. We appreciate the many volunteers who serve on our advisory boards and commissions. These neighbors commit their own personal time to serve our city on economic and community development corporations, planning and zoning commission, board of adjustment, parks advisory board, and the diversity inclusion advisory commission. To all our volunteers, the city is grateful for your service and tremendous contributions. One of the ways the city has become more accessible to our neighbors this past year is by streaming city council meetings online. We have now successfully hosted a number of telephone town halls, reaching hundreds more neighbors than we could through traditional town halls. We will continue offering these as a convenient way for our neighbors to engage with us, provide input, and get answers to questions about the issues that are on your minds and most important to you. We know that neighbors value and expect transparency in their elected officials and public servants. The city website, anatexas.gov, is a tremendous hub of resources and information, including detailed financial information provided by the city's finance team, which is led by Alan Gard. In fact, the city of ANA has been awarded 3 out of 5 transparency stars from the state of Texas Comptroller's Office, and we expect to earn the remaining 2 by the end of this year. What does this mean for you? It means your elected officials and city staff are accountable to you and committed to providing detailed financial information so our taxpayers can see exactly where their money is going. Our Neighbor Notes email newsletter and social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are other ways that we work to keep you connected and informed. I'm always pleased to see how many in our community use social media to engage and even show gratitude and support for city staff and leadership. It's also a good way to find out about upcoming community events, and we have a lot of exciting opportunities in the works. Our neighborhood services team, led by Mark Marchand, has been very busy with a number of community events over the past several months, including providing children's activity kits at Christmas and 1,000 Easter baskets as part of our extravaganza celebration. In April, the city hosted Earth Day events featuring a community cleanup and hazardous waste drop-off. Over the past month, the city has held Food Truck Frenzy out at Slater Creek Park each Thursday evening, and our summer concert series got underway last week with a performance by La Freak. This summer, the city will be busy providing never-before-seen in ANA recreation services, so stay tuned by signing up for the Neighbor Notes newsletter on the city website or follow us on social media so you don't miss out. We are glad to be focusing on summer activities now, especially after what we experienced as a community back in February with the debilitating winter conditions that impacted all of North Texas. It is appropriate at this time to take a moment to reflect on how well our community responded to the unprecedented crisis we faced during the February storm. Long power outages left neighbors in the cold and caused havoc on our water system, making the situation even worse. Our public works team, led by Greg Peters, worked around the clock and braved extreme conditions to respond to frozen equipment within our water system and restore service as quickly as possible. We recognized that our neighbors needed regular updates and assistance while waiting for power and water services to be restored. So we mobilized community partners to help distribute bottled water, set up warming stations, provided frequent updates online, and got the word out about the many community organizations who were offering support for families in need. It was truly amazing to see how our frontline workers and neighbors rose to the challenge and came together to help one another. Following the storm, your city council immediately asked staff to look for ways to learn from this event, harden our infrastructure, and improve our resiliency in the future to extreme weather events. Early on, we issued a disaster declaration to be eligible for state emergency funds and resources to help cover unbudgeted city expenses incurred during the crisis. Additionally, City Council heard your concerns about water bills due to line breaks and dripping faucets during the storm, and we approved financial assistance for those neighbors needing relief. We want to again thank our entire community for your generosity, kindness, patience, and willingness to help one another during this emergency situation. We all hope we never have to experience anything like this again, but if we do, I know our city will be stronger and even better prepared to meet those challenges. In closing, I want to recognize our award-winning city manager, Jim Croce, and the outstanding team of talented and hardworking professionals he has brought on board to oversee this great progress and work along for your city council in serving you and planning for our future. Jim and his team are a big reason why the city has become well known for its can-do spirit that our partners and neighbors appreciate so much. Our neighbors deserve city leaders who do what it takes to overcome challenges and deliver results. And we know Jim and his team are focused on doing just that for our neighbors each and every day. This team works together. They never complain and always strive for excellence. The level of dedication they have for our community has been on full display over the past year, and we could not be more proud of their accomplishments. The collaborative effort of our neighbors, council, and staff believing in the vision and following through with action is the reason why we are on the spotlight of North Texas. Together, we are building a community in Anna, a place where dreams can become reality, where families and businesses alike can grow and thrive. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share some of the exciting things happening in our community. We are really just getting started, and as they say, the best is yet to come for our city because it is truly Anna's time to shine. On behalf of the entire City Council, we wish bright days ahead for all of our neighbors and appreciate you trusting us to serve. Thank you for listening and being a part of the great city of Anna, and I look forward to answering some of your questions. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Mayor. And a quick reminder before we do get to your questions that you can still submit those by pressing 0 right now on the keypad on your phone. So with that, before we do, again, just get to those questions, I have a quick announcement about the Independence Day celebration. So it looks like Boots and Booms will be our Independence Day celebration this year. Please join us for a great evening of food, fun, and fireworks on Saturday, June 26th, beginning at 5 p.m. The band Texas Flood will provide the music and food trucks will provide the grub. It will be a good time for friends and family to enjoy a summer evening outdoors. The event will take place at Slater Creek Park, and we look forward to seeing you there. Really sounds like a great time. So with that, I'd like to get to our first question coming from Paul, who'd rather not go live tonight. And his question is, I recently just moved into the city and I love it here. How can I get more involved? So that question's coming from Paul.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. That's a great question. One of the best ways to get involved in the city is to serve on one of our many boards and commissions. The applications are accepted January through April. All applications are kept active until, I believe, December 31st for applicants not appointed to a board or commission. And we are definitely always looking for volunteers to serve on board of directors for the Anna Community Development Corporation and Economic Development Corporation, the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Board of Adjustment, and our new Diversity and Inclusion Commission. Oh, and I better not forget the Parks and Advisory Board as well. So there's definitely many ways that you can become active. Please take a look at the opportunities. They're listed on the website with all these dates that I just explained. And you can, once again, go to our website at www.annatexas.gov. Thanks for the question, Paul.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul, for that question. Next up here, we do have a poll question to get to. So everyone listening in, go ahead and get the keypads on your phone out and ready. So the first poll question goes like this. Neighbors, the city mainly utilizes our website, online newsletter, and social media such as Facebook and Nextdoor to reach you with all general city updates. From your perspective, between your household and the neighbors you interact with, are you kept well informed? So go ahead and voting right now using the keypad on your phone. You can press 1 for yes, I get what I need and more from these sources. You can press 2 for somewhat, I can find what I need if I'm looking for it. Or you can press 3 for not so much, this could use improvement, whether in the areas of accessibility, timeliness, presentation, or something else. That was presentation, sorry about that, or something else. So again, just voting right now from your perspective between your household and the neighbors you interact with. Are you kept well informed? So go ahead, press 1 for yes, I get what I need and more from these sources. Press 2 for somewhat, I can find what I need if I'm looking for it. Or you can press 3 for not so much. This could use improvement, whether in the areas of accessibility, timeliness, presentation, or something else. Thank you all for that feedback. And with that, we're going to get to another question here coming in from Susan. Susan, you are now live on the line. Please go ahead with your question. Susan, if you're there, you're live. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, I would like to ask Nate if we're fixing to or if we're planning on getting another grocery store in Anna besides Brookshire's and Walmart.
Seen some news that I'm sure a lot of our neighbors have seen about HEB. I know McKinney just announced, Mayor Fuller just announced that McKinney was going to get an HEB, which is exciting to be seeing HEB come into North Texas. While I can't discuss any specific name of anyone we may be talking to at this time, what I can tell you, as far as the grocery stores, when you take a look at that example, for example, with HEB, where we have two that have just announced they're locating in and around Frisco and McKinney, the major difference that you see currently with Anna versus those locations is density. Both of those cities, when you combine the populations, you're looking at over 400,000 people. Now, while we're only 10 to 20 minutes north of those locations, our density is increasing. As we see our home permits are rising, there is the possibility for one or two more multifamily projects to be starting here in the near future for Anna. So as that density increases, it opens up a lot more opportunity for retail, grocery stores, entertainment venues, restaurants. So we are definitely on our way. Once again, while I cannot say any names of anybody, I can say that there are some real, we have had contact with some exciting, very well-known grocery stores. So thanks again for the question, Susan.
Yeah, thank you so much, Susan, for joining the conversation. Our next question here is coming in from Barbara. Barbara, you are now live. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you.
Oh, looks like Barbara may have stepped away here. I'll just go ahead and read her question right over the air. Barbara is asking, what are they going to do about the danger of the Foster Crossing and the Outer Loop? Can they add traffic lights? People are speeding terribly, and we almost got hit the other day by a big sand truck. So there's not enough police, no lights, and nothing being done.
Well, thank you for the question, Barbara. It's a very good question. You know, clearly, with the increase of population, we are seeing more cars. We're seeing more people, which means we're definitely going to have and face more challenges with roadways and infrastructure. Now, the Collin County Outer Loop, of course, is that is controlled. That is a state road controlled by the by the county, of course. So, but let me talk about Foster Crossing. This is a joint jurisdictional road, and that means that it's part city and part county when it comes to the maintenance. I actually saw some comments about, you know, various areas of town where we have potholes, and we're definitely on top of that and tending to those as quickly as possible. But there are areas, for example, Foster Crossing, part of that road is not maintained by the city of Anna. And we are definitely well aware of the areas of our side of that maintenance agreement where we need to perform, and we currently have that in the pipeline to take care of some things for our portion of Foster Crossing. And I would definitely urge our neighbors too, when we have particular roadways such as what is well known for Manchuway. Taylor Boulevard is another example of a joint jurisdictional road, and we're currently working through some things with the county on improving all of those locations. A third thing I would like to mention as part of this is adding more infrastructure and roadways in the city of Anna. One of the things that we will be looking up coming that should be coming to us really soon, which is a partnership project with the North Texas Council of Governments, Collin County, and the City of Anna, is we are looking to expand. We do believe we have an excellent opportunity for funding the expansion of Ferguson Parkway, which would run all the way north and south to the Collin County Outer Loop. So definitely we are working on ways to improve this. We're working with our partners at the county on multiple projects that are frequently questioned for the city. Thanks again for the question.
Yeah, thank you so much, Barbara. And before we get to our next question here from Maria, I just want to remind everyone listening that you can still get your question in line by pressing 0 on your phone keypad. So with that, our next question from Maria. She's asking, when will the traffic signal at County Road 371 and 376 be up and running?
That is a question that everyone in the city has been asking, including myself, for quite some time. TxDOT will have the signal operational and in a flashing pattern by the end of this month. I know that we've seen recently that the poles have gone up on that. As soon as the railroad has installed their equipment for the crossing arms to be in sync with the new signal, the signal will go to a traditional green, yellow, and red cycle. TxDOT has been working diligently with DART and Digno Railroad to get their work done so that the project, it'll be completed very soon, very soon. Thanks again for the question.
Thank you, Maria. We have another poll question for our listeners here, so go ahead, get those keypads out and ready. Again, the City of Anna is looking at expanding our opportunities for neighbors to volunteer or be engaged with the community. Would you be interested in periodically volunteering in community cleanups, attending a neighbor leadership academy, or getting more involved in another manner? So go ahead and press 1 for yes. I look forward to all opportunities to be engaged. You can press 2 for maybe this could be something that I'm interested in, or press 3 for no, that this is something that you are not interested in. So again, would you be interested in periodically volunteering in a community cleanup, attending a neighbor leadership academy, or getting more involved in another matter. So yes, pressing one for yes, you look forward to all the opportunities to be engaged. You can press two for maybe this could be something that you are interested in, or pressing three for no, this is something that you are not interested in. So appreciate everyone again for weighing in. We have quite a few more polls to get to tonight, so we appreciate your patience here. So with that, I want to get to our next question coming in from Eleanor. Eleanor, you are now live on the line. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Good evening, Councilman. I just had a question as far as our foreseeable future with any family-friendly venues coming to Anna, such as bowling alley or water park or something like that, that's for ages of, for all ages.
Hi, Eleanor. Thank you for the question. And there, and I'm just writing down some of the things you mentioned in your question here. Definitely, as far as family-friendly entertainment venues, they can't get here soon enough. You know, as far as a movie theater, we have had interest in larger movie theater companies have approached the city of Anna. Some of that, of course, got more quiet during COVID coming up. I can tell you that's going to happen. It's coming sooner than later. As far as the bowling alley and something of that nature, there is a project that we are currently very deep in the process on right now. We cannot announce the name of that project nor who that developer is, but I am excited to at least share this much. It will be a game-changing project for North Texas. As far as entertainment venues and things that will occur with this project, it's unlike anything that has been seen in North Texas currently. So I'm hopeful that within the next month, maybe 30 to 45 days, we will be able to announce that we have a significant project coming in to the center of our city that will be great for all of the community.
Thank you so much, Mayor. Thanks. And we do have another announcement here about sign up for recreation programming. So that announcement is we are excited to announce that registration for our summer recreation programs is now open via our Civic Rec registration site. We offer senior programs, youth summer camps, teen events, youth and adult sports, outdoor recreation programs, youth and adult painting and fitness classes. So to pursue or peruse recreation programs and register, please go to the City of Anna website and look for recreation programs under Parks and Recreation on the Departments tab. So concluding that announcement, I'd like to go ahead and get to our next live caller question here coming from Jessica. And it looks like Jessica would rather not go live. So I will go ahead and read her question. She's asking, are there any plans to expand the skate park?
Thank you, Jessica. It's a great question. Yes, we actually in a recent council meeting did hear some plans and future talk about, of course, being awarded. The city voters approved some bonds that will go towards parks and recreation. One of the things we definitely are looking into is an expansion of certain areas of our current parks, and one of those is the skate park. I don't have a lot of detail on that. We can certainly get back to you. We can visit with Mark Marchand, the Director of Neighborhood Services, who is looking into that, who can provide you more detail, but I do know that we are having current discussions about expansion of the skate park.
Great. Thank you so much for that question, Jessica. Next up here, we have a question coming from Elizabeth, and she's asking, how can I stay in the loop on economic development projects in Anna?
And that was Jessica, I believe. Oh, Elizabeth.
Nope, that's coming from Elizabeth. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. I appreciate the question. And it's a great one. It really is. The Economic Development Corporation, they do publish a monthly newsletter, and you can sign up for that at www.opportunityannatexas.com. While the city and EDC would love to provide more updates on projects, we are often limited in doing so, as some of the projects they are confidential in nature, and that comes from the person who is doing the proposed development or project until they go through the city's planning and zoning process. And as you know, Anna is a very hot market right now, and we expect to announce many new deals in the coming year.
Thank you so much for that question, Elizabeth. Now getting right back to some of our poll questions, we're going to go right back to back here and hit a couple of these. So everyone, go ahead, get those keypads out and ready again here. We're going to go ahead, and this next poll goes like this. Neighbors, one thing the City of Anna has been focused on lately is our enhancing community's beauty and cleanliness. We've recently started a beautification task force, held on Earth Day cleanup, and held a hazardous waste drop-off. So from your perspective, based on what you see every day, are we doing enough to enhance the beauty and cleanliness of our community? So go ahead and press 1 for yes, press 2 for neutral, or press 3 if you think that it needs improvement. So again, voting right now, from your perspective, based on what you see every day, are we doing enough to enhance the beauty and cleanliness of our community? So go ahead and press 1 for yes, press 2 for neutral, or press 3 for needs improvement. And I'm just going to leave this poll open for a couple more seconds here to get everyone's feedback. We appreciate it. Thank you all so much. So moving right along here to our next poll question, keep those keypads out and ready. Lately, the city has been seeing food trucks popping up around our community, and we've even held events centered around them. If the city created a neighbor-centered food truck location or park, is that an amenity that you would enjoy? So go ahead and press 1 for yes, press 2 for potentially, or you can press 3 for no. So again, if the city created a neighbor-centered food truck location or park, is that an amenity that you would enjoy? So pressing 1 for yes, press 2 for potentially, or pressing 3 for no. And again, thank you all so much. Our next question here is coming in from Tammy. And just another quick reminder, it's not too late. You can still press 0 on your phone keypad to get your question in line tonight. So Tammy's question goes like this. She's asking, could you talk more about the rail coming through? Will that be a dark train?
Thank you, Tammy, and definitely know more about this one. I actually live not too far from that rail line, so it is very active, moving freight. I know it does run at least 5 days a week, usually coming through about 9:30 through town in Anna. And as far as DART does own that rail line that goes through Anna. There's no real plans at this time to construct any light rail through Anna. Currently, and the major reason is funding does not exist at this time, and that could be as much as a $200 million project. And there are a handful of cities to the south of us that would have to agree to that funding, and those cities don't necessarily like the idea of DART coming up this far north. So what I can say is there are no plans in the near future, and it could be years down the road, if ever. I appreciate the question.
Yes, thank you so much. Our next question coming in from Tyler. He's asking, how do we recruit new businesses to Anna?
Great question, Tyler. And, you know, that has been a major focus since I've been involved at the city level, was really creating a culture of bringing in new opportunity, new business. And there are several ways, really, that our Economic Development Corporation staff goes about this. It's attending real estate events and conferences, social media platforms like LinkedIn, sponsorships at strategic events like the Dallas Business Journal and D Magazine. We get leads from the Dallas Chamber of Commerce and the Governor's Economic Development Office. We direct contact with end users like retailers and restaurants. On the industrial side, the EDC works with Kerry Cox Real Estate, which is which is a very well-known industrial commercial broker on projects that are related to the business park, and networking at various events and forums. And I will add to that answer once again that, you know, in order to attract the businesses that you want, you need a handful of things. You need infrastructure. You need infrastructure in place to make things look, they're developer ready for these businesses when they're ready to come to town. The other thing is they want to see a well-balanced community. They want to see a well-balanced community where there is a lot of momentum, which we have. And really, one of the most important components when any business is looking to locate to a city is they want to see how the city operates. They want to see how your city staff works. They want to see that there is a city council and city staff that work together to progress the city, and that is what our major focus has been for me and our council the past 3.5 years is creating a culture within our staff and our community that we are open to new businesses coming to Anna. Great question.
Yeah, thank you so much for that question, Tyler. Another question coming in from Deborah. And she's asking, would it be wise to implement a warning bullhorn in case of tornadoes? Would it be possible to add text and email alerts for these cases as well? And that's coming in from Deborah.
Deborah, it's a great question because we certainly live in an area that is prone to severe weather. And as we all know, tornadoes can occur at any time of the year for us. The outdoor warning sirens are designed to alert those at the greatest risk, which is really persons outside. So they're really not designed to be heard indoors unless that siren location is within a pretty close proximity to where you live. If you do live pretty close to the siren, you may hear it in your home, but you need to be aware of the changing weather conditions and forecast. In order to provide seamless activation capabilities, all of Anna's outdoor warning sirens are activated by the National Weather Service through a hard-coded interface. And this interface actually utilizes polygons generated by the National Weather Service and geo-mapping alert system. So if a National Weather Service severe thunderstorm or tornado warning polygon overlays any portion of Anna city limits, the sirens will be activated automatically. And the National Weather Service establishes the parameters around that for all the weather warning alerts. And another thing that I think is real important, which this is a great question, on our city website, the city also encourages all of our neighbors to sign up for HyperReach Emergency Alert System. And I know it's very active because I'm signed up on it, and they, my wife and I laugh because they call us all the time when there is a weather event, and sometimes as you would want in the middle of the night. So definitely take a look on the city website for our HyperReach program and make sure you subscribe to that. Thanks again for the question.
Yeah, thank you so much, Deborah. Going back to our instant poll questions here, I'll have everyone go ahead and get those keypads ready again. So this poll question goes like this. We recently adopted a comprehensive plan with population projections, for our community as we grow. Growth is beneficial because it allows us to have more amenities and improvements closer to home, but we also know many Anna neighbors enjoy the quiet nature of our small city. So we want to know, how do you feel about the city's recent growth? You can press 1 for we've been growing too fast, press 2 for we're growing just right, or press 3 for we are growing too slow. So again, voting right now, how do you feel about the city's recent growth? Pressing 1 on your phone keypad for we're growing too fast, pressing 2 if you think we're growing just right, or press 3 if we are growing too slow. So with that, we're going to get right to another question here coming in from Tim. And Tim is asking, what major street maintenance projects are being done this year?
Thank you, Tim. Let's see here. On street maintenance projects, this year the city has completed where we're currently working on the following street, the major street rehabilitation projects. That would be 7th Street, Wortham Drive, Wildwood Trail, County Road 368, County Road 371, which is Mantuay, and County Road 367. Big one on everybody's radar, Taylor Boulevard. Each year, the new street maintenance projects will be selected and completed with funding from the City of Anna Street Maintenance Sales Tax Program.
Thank you so much, Tim, for that question. Our next question coming in from Michael, and he's asking, I have ponding water in my yard. Can the city fix it?
Good question, Michael. The city is responsible for maintaining public drainage easements, and most of those are going to be located along major creeks and drainage ways. For most residential properties, ponding water is on private property, which is not located in the public easement. So ponding water is often a result of repeated rainfalls on flat sections of yards, which become completely saturated. Oftentimes residential backyards can be relatively flat to allow for play areas and patios. These flat areas where the ponding is most likely to occur, it's common for ponding water to occur after rainfall events, and usually the water will soak into the ground within the 72 hours of clear weather. If it doesn't drain within 72 hours, the homeowners may decide they want to take some action to improve the flow of the water toward the public street. Homeowners can. They're allowed to bring in dirt or install small drains if needed to relieve the ponding and get the water to the correct location. I appreciate the question.
Yes, thank you so much for that question, Michael. Next up here, we have a live caller. We have Dwight with their question. Dwight, you are now live. Please go ahead.
Oh, yes. Concerning the upcoming bond money that's going to be spent on amenities and things built in the city, how will the projects be bid out as far as people bidding for work on the project?
Thank you. It's a great question, and one that we're in the process right now of reviewing proposals for professional services for engineering and architecture. Staff can definitely provide more detail, as they're the ones that are specifically ingrained in that. But it is a major process. I know, for example, when we take a look at the design features, so the architectural views, and then the engineering and construction of these projects, often we will get over 150 proposals to complete those projects. City staff will go through those, interview those, narrow those down, and then that comes to council view, of course. So it's a process. Our staff, I don't want to answer all of that. You can definitely contact, if someone is interested, we can definitely get more information to you. And you can feel free to contact our finance department. You could be added to the system for vendors. So if anyone out there listening on the call is a contractor or an engineer and would like to be considered for any projects coming up in the future for our city, please reach out to the finance department, and we can add you to the system for vendors. Fantastic question.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for that question, Dwight. Next question is coming in from Ryan, and Ryan's asking, why does the water taste bad?
I figured that question would come up. It needed to at some point. I know that this is not a question that is asked in Anna, Texas alone. This is asked all throughout North Texas. And to elaborate a little bit on the water taste, the taste and odor of the water, it's most often attributed to the naturally occurring minerals which vary by the source, lakes, wells, etc. All the public drinking water in the United States is going to contain natural minerals, but the amount of and those types do vary. The city of Anna receives half of our public drinking water from North Texas Municipal Water District, and the other half comes from wells. This water is mixed, so it's mixed, it's treated, and then distributed. North Texas Municipal Water District, their water comes from Lake Levan and Lake Texoma. Our water has moderately high levels of calcium and really low levels of all other natural minerals, for example, magnesium and zinc. In 2020, the city actually converted our water treatment process to match that of North Texas Municipal Water District, and that has provided some greater consistency in the taste and odor. The easiest way to improve the taste and odor of drinking water is to utilize really a simple carbon filter. I, for one, have grown up in North Texas all of my life and have lived in various cities, and I can tell you I've not been to one city yet that has great tasting drinking water. And once again, you know, for anyone who is new to this area, a big part of that that we all have to put into perspective, and there is significant cost to making your water in a purified form, such as bottled drinking water from a bottle. That is highly filtered, a lot of times through a reverse osmosis system, and to implement that. So to elaborate more on that, we get the question of why don't we improve it, or why doesn't the city put more money into improving it? We can, but some of these systems to treat the entire city would cost anywhere from $75 to $100 million potentially. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we increase your water bills, which we do get a lot of complaints on. But to go back to the beginning of the question, just remember, we are drinking lake water. You're drinking surface water. It is not under the ground. This is on surface, on top of the water. It must be treated. I hear it often. My water, it smells or tastes like chlorine. That is because there is chlorine in the water to treat it. Otherwise, we are drinking water straight from Lake Levan. So it does have to be treated. We are absolutely and will continue to work on ways that we can improve this. As mentioned, the city put in just a few years ago over $1 million worth of improvements to our system and changing that system over from a free chlorine system to what is called chloramines, which is a chlorine and ammonia mix to improve that taste and odor. And I know it will never be perfect, but we have made significant strides in that area, and we'll continue to work that direction. I do hear, and this is a great question that I feel like I need to spend some time on to make sure neighbors are educated on. We are regulated. Our water is regulated by the state of Texas and TCEQ. And they come out very, very often. They were just out here this week taking samples from our water mains. They check for debris in those systems and those hydrants, and they also test for the quality. Just like when we went through the freeze and we had a boil notice, we were one of the first cities to get back online because of how diligent we are and the great work that we do with TCEQ responding to the requests and tests that come up. So even though the water may not taste the way we exactly want it, or it may have a little bit of a chlorine smell from time, the state of Texas has been here just as recently as this week to check that out, and I can assure you we meet every requirement, and the city of Anna is in compliance as far as our water quality. Thank you so much for the question. I know it's a very important one.
Yeah, no, and thank you so much, Mayor, for thoroughly going over that. Thank you so much, Ryan, for that question. Our next question is coming in from Diane in Anna here. So, Diane, you are live on the line. Please go ahead with your question.
My question was regarding the the influx of muscle cars in the neighborhood, and sounds like they're on the highway sometimes, but sometimes they sound like they're just down the street. A lot of those loud muffler cars, I call them muscle cars. Are there any provisions in the ANA laws concerning noise violations? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Diane. And yes, there are. There are ordinances in place for noise. What I can tell you is if you do encounter these loud cars and it is a nuisance, for example, you know, if neighbors are complaining about hearing that, please feel free to call our police department, or you can actually, if needed and quick response is needed, you can absolutely dial 911. We have patrol out 24 hours a day. And when this happens, the most important thing, and we do get these complaints often, is we need to be able to catch it in occurrence. We need to, the officers will need to observe, hear that as well, to be able to take care of the issue. So there is an ordinance against it, but we do have to catch them. And if you know who they are or witness, try to capture it on a phone or a video so that we have some evidence to investigate it further and discuss. Thank you for the question, Diane.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining the conversation, Diane. Another announcement here, City Council meetings will be at the ISD Administration Building this summer on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. Neighbors are always welcomed to attend, and the meetings are also broadcasted over the internet through our website. To tune in, simply click on our Agendas and Minutes webpage and choose the appropriate meeting date. And I appreciate everyone standing by to hear that last announcement. We now have a couple more polls to run, and the first question that we want your feedback on is, what topic would you be most interested in hearing about for our next town hall? So pressing 1 for economic development within the city of ANA, press 2 for finance, including the annual budget, procurement, and financial transparency, press 3 for neighborhood services, covering our city parks, recreation programming, code compliance, and community engagement opportunities. You can press 4 for public safety, including police, fire, and EMS services. Or you can press 5 for public works, including streets, water, and wastewater, and large-scale city projects. So I know that's a lot of topics there. I'll go through that one more time here. What topic would you be most interested in hearing about for our next town hall? So pressing 1 for economic development within the city of ANA, pressing 2 for finance, including the annual budget, procurement, and financial transparency, pressing 3 on your phone for neighborhood services, covering our city parks, recreation programming, code compliance, and community engagement opportunities. You can press 4 for public safety, including police, fire, and EMS services, or press 5 for public works, including streets, water, and wastewater, and large-scale city projects. And we're going to go ahead and get right to another poll here, our last poll of the evening. Just want to get everyone's feedback on that poll that we just took. So I'll keep this up and running for another few seconds here. Really appreciate everybody's feedback. So with that, we're going to move right along here to our last poll question. So we want to know, how often would you be interested in attending City of ANA town halls and telephone town halls to learn about city departments, programming, or projects and ask questions? So you can press 1 for monthly, press 2 for once every 2 months, pressing 3 for once a quarter, or you can press 4 for twice a year. So again, how often would you be interested in attending City of ANA town halls and telephone town halls to learn about city departments, programming, or projects and ask your questions? So pressing 1 for monthly, pressing 2 for once every 2 months, press 3 for once a quarter, pressing four for twice a year. And Mayor, it does look like with that last poll, we have reached our allotted time tonight, and we have received some fantastic feedback from our instant polls. And we did answer as many questions as we could. However, if you still had any questions, we encourage you to stay on until the very end of the call to leave us a voicemail message. So simply follow the prompts. We just ask that you leave us your name and your best contact so that we have a fighting chance of reaching back out to you. And we sincerely value and appreciate your time. So with that, I will ask Mayor Pike to please go ahead and bring us to the finish line.
Okay, thank you, Taylor, and thank you for helping us this evening with the town hall. We greatly appreciate your help. And I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to share a lot of the exciting things happening in our community. And you'll hear me say it over and over again, we're really just getting started. The best is yet to come for Anna, and it's just a great time to be in Anna. There's a lot of exciting things. I'm very excited to share some more things that are currently in the works that we should be able to share with you on some really exciting stuff in the next month or two. In the meantime, if we did not get around to your question this evening during our time slot, please reach out to our city staff. I will close in saying this. You know, we're a growing city. We have staff on hand to assist you, and they will answer your questions. Please reach out to the city. If you have an issue or a question, please call us. Please call us at City Hall. We will get back to you an answer. Send us an email. No social media is a way that neighbors really like to engage. And I, for one, I'm on there as well, and I look, but I don't catch or see everything all of the time. So if you see that we're not answering something on social media, it doesn't mean that we haven't seen it, but your best way to make sure that your city council does review and hear your concerns is to reach out to us direct or call City Hall. Once again, thanks again for your time this evening. Have a great evening and reach out with any questions. Thank you.